Any other supportive maneuvers you have to use for hyperkalemia, insulin?
No, sure, yeah. The most important thing is to protect the heart, stabilize the membrane. So you want to give calcium gluconate, 1 to 2 grams IV push, and that'll help to prevent any cardiac dysrhythmias until you're able to institute more definitive therapy to get the potassium down, whether that's going to be with a potassium binding resin. Traditionally, we've always used sodium polystyrene sulfate, SPS. There are some newer resins that are out on the market now, which have been shown to be much more efficacious in lowering potassium, but they're not approved for the acute setting. It's more in patients who have advanced chronic kidney disease and have mild hyperkalemia, but I wouldn't be surprised if those translate into the acute setting as well. Other temporizing measures that you can do are insulin with glucose to help push the potassium intracellular and lower extracellular levels as well.
How about phosphate and calcium?
Sure. So phosphorus, the main route of elimination of phosphorus is the kidney. So unfortunately, if you have worsening kidney function, phosphorus will rapidly accumulate. And as the serum phosphorus rises, it binds to calcium and calcium will drop. And so one of the hallmarks of diagnosis of laboratory tumor lysis syndrome is a calcium level less than 7. And this is a problem because your cardiac rhythm is not only dependent on your potassium level, but also the balance with calcium as well. So hypocalcemia can lead to muscle cramps, it could lead to tetany, but more importantly, it could also lead to cardiac dysrhythmias as well. We don't normally replace the calcium in these situations unless it does drop very low, though I must confess, because when you raise the calcium and you already have high phosphorus levels, you're more predisposed to having calcium phosphate deposition, what we call metastatic calcification. It can deposit in the vessels and the soft tissues, and most importantly in the kidneys, and cause worsening renal function.
Do you see a clinical sequela of hypocalcemia, tetany?
We don't quite often see it, quite honestly. Generally by that point, the patient would have started some kind of therapy for the tumor lysis or the hyperphosphatemia. And generally that's going to involve dialysis at that point. Usually if the phosphorus is that high and the calcium has dropped that low, we've already started some kind of therapy to bring the phosphorus down.